Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Nintendo Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Today is September the 6th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all sincerely for listening to Nintendo Radio Show and to listening to Black Talk Media Project and all of the shows that are brought to you by the Black Talk Radio Network. Sorry about that. So, hey, hopefully you had a great long weekend. And we're getting back to our regular schedule and back on our grind. There's so much that's going on, and we want to jump right into it. But first, before we get into today's show, I just want to say, in short, make sure that you, everyone here, please support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to the crowdfunding campaign that's there on the website of Black Talk Radio Network. And that is, you can reach it at www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media/. And it will put you right on the crowdfunding campaign, or just go to the website and you will see it next to the home is the crowdfunding campaign that's there. Now, it's so important that we start to support Black Talk Radio Network to ensure that it will be here and that it will continue to grow and to offer you, the community that this overall network was built around to support you and your needs, from your financial needs to your emotional needs to your spiritual needs to your overall needs as a living human spirit and as a living human energy force. This what this network was really designed for you to be, was to keep you in mind, because everyone else has done nothing but exploited you. So this is a great opportunity for you to support, and one of the best ways you can support is by giving financial energy. When you give your cash, that's just like you providing for your family, for the network. You do that to do what? To support it so it can continue to go. Same thing with Black Talk Radio Network. Important that we do that so it will be here in the future, especially now, when we think that we don't need Black Talk Radio Network, or we think that we don't need the programs or the board to Black Talk Radio Network, very, very untrue, because of the content and what is brought to you by the network, very, very important. So go to the crowdfunding campaign that's there on the webpage, and this is how you can do it. You can make a one-time contribution, option number one. You can make contributions and donations right there on the website. And also, the forms of the contributions that you can give is option number one. You can give $24.99 or less. You can do that by PayPal or there at the website. Hit the donate button. Or by sending a check or money order, make that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, if you're going to send in a check or money order, please make it payable to, and you can do that for any of the options, for option one, option two, or option three. Make the check or money order out to Black, make it out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with your one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, all contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. You will be able to receive the monthly statistic report for the radio station, as well as social media operations via email. So make sure you leave a good email address so that you can receive those two statistical reports of the monthly monthly radio station statistics and the overall media operations. That's what you receive by giving $24.99 or less by making that donation to Black Talk Radio, to Black Talk Media Project. Next option, option number two, give a one-time contribution for just one penny more from option number one. Give one penny more and you'll receive the email reports as well as a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. And as I always like to say, you'll receive a comfortable Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. I think it's really, really comfortable. That's just me. And you can do that by going to the website, contributing there. If you would like to receive more than one t-shirt, each t-shirt that you would like to receive, so if you want to, because each t-shirt will be given in intervals of $25. So if you want multiple t-shirts, depending on how many you want, for two t-shirts, that's $50. For three t-shirts, that's $75. For four t-shirts, that's $100. And you can make the checks out and send them out. Also, you can send a check or money order, make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Or you could do it by PayPal. So make sure you include the sizes of the t-shirts that you're looking to acquire. And leave a good email, shipping address, as well as I would leave a phone number also. So that's option number two. Option number three is become a monthly contributor of $25 or more in addition to receiving your monthly email reports about the network and the social media operations, as well as your comfortable Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. As an appreciation, you will be eligible from gifts from the network from time to time for your financial contributions. Just want to say thank you. So that's how you can ensure that Black Talk Radio Network and all of the networks that are here will continue to be here. So please don't hesitate. Make sure you go to the Black Talk Radio Network crowdfunding campaign and make the contributions, financial contributions, so we can ensure that we'll still be here. Okay, so also, if you're interested in exchanging your cash for precious metals, you can do that with us, and you can do that by going to our website, prosperitymint.com. That's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, mint, M-I-N-T.com. Check out what we have in inventory there. And what you could do is just see what we have in inventory. You can see the pricing for things, and you can actually contact me at 951-790-8330. Once again, I'm going to say this without saying it fast, because most people always, when they give a telephone number, they say it really fast. As soon as they start with the number, then they try to see if it's a race to get all the numbers out. The number is 951-790-8330. And the reason why I do that, make sure you text me and then I will contact you, or you can email me at wolf6pack1, and the numbers are numerical numbers, wolf6pack1 at gmail. and because I need to explain to you and ensure that you are actually getting what it is that you need, and to make sure that you you are aware of how this works, and just to give you some very relevant and very important information about purchasing the precious metal. So you could do that with us there. Also, everyone, I think it's really important that we support BTR, and that's Black Talk Radio Community, but to find it, it's a social media outlet that Scotty has put together, Black Talk Radio Network has put together for you, so that you can get off of FedBook, and so that you can get off of SpyBook, so that you can get off of HackBook, and it's so that you can get off of Data Mining Book, so that you can get off of Face Recognition Book, all of those things, so that you can actually know that you can post things, that you will not have an adverse reaction by your job, anything that's not going to harm you or sell your information, or just data mine to see who you are and see what you're talking about, trying to put all your network together, your friends, your family. Why? Because they plan on using that, and they could use that at any given time. They'll know everything about you, making it so easy for people that mean you harm. They never mean you any good. They never give you anything. They take everything. So what happened is that Scotty has developed a social media outlet that's just, you know, for us, and that is known as lowercase b, lowercase c, lowercase r, and then the word community, BCR Community. And it's $24 a year to become a member of the social network. But the thing is that you have the insurance that your identity and everything that you're posting will not adversely affect you, or your identity will not be stolen. It's a secure place. And not only that, it's a place where we've talked about where we can communicate, especially in the future, because we're going to have to put some things together so that we can continue to have some form of communication when the grid is attacked, or the grid is harmed, or the grid is damaged. There still may be some options for us to communicate, especially, and I think that is going to be appropriately important for people that will use it at that time. So for $24 a year, it's basically a dollar a week, you can become a part of the Black Talk Radio Community, and that's BTR Community. You can actually post, see some of the postings that's there. I don't post inside of Facebook anymore. I only post the show. But everything that I post is inside of BTR Community. Why? Because it's the best place for us to be, and you can rest assured that your information is secure, and not only that, there is no threat from, or it's just a good place for us to commune without any outside interference. So very, very important, especially now. I never really wanted to be on FedBook, but started a group and got into it only from there, and I was more than too happy to get off of it, just because I just don't resonate well with that at all. So we have that outlet, that social media outlet. I love it. It's easy to post. It's easy to follow along. There's some good stuff that's there, and we continue to post a lot of meaningful information there. So let's jump into that. Let's get into what's in the news. So what's in the news? Oops, and it's been a while. It's been like 4 days since we posted, which was kind of cool. Everybody needs a break. Check this out. First article comes from Bloomberg. Putin sees opening with Japan on World War II island dispute. Now, a lot of people don't know that Japan and Russia have an island dispute, and it's near the Bering Strait is up in the, you know, near Alaska, those islands that that extend out past Alaska. Right after that, you have close proximity to Russia, and when the Aleutian Islands go out, Russia, and then there's parts of Japan. And there's been a long-standing dispute, island dispute, kind of key with all these island disputes coming around now, that they actually, aid was in Russia just before the G20 to strike a deal. And I think that deal that was struck was much more than just that island dispute with Russia. I think it has stuff to do with the South Sea of China, and I think it had to do with Japan ultimately turning their back on the United States, which I definitely can see because everybody else is doing it. So, and I think there will be a response by the United States to Japan for that, a military one. So next article comes from
Brother Dave, before you move on to the next article, there was another article. I'm not sure if I posted it or if you had posted it, but the deal the Russians just made with the Saudis. That's big too.
No, I didn't see. I think you posted that one. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they just cut a deal with the Saudis on oil production.
Oh, yeah, I did see it. I didn't post it. I think you posted it. And let me tell you, there is so much that's going on right now globally. It is, and when I say some major stuff, like I had said for a while now, as we move closer to the fall, which is going to be the fall of the so-called extension of the Roman Empire, the Roman Corporation known as the United States, this, in my opinion, right now, since we're out of the G20 meetings, all deals have been cut, the lines have been drawn, and the overall enemies and the overall size of the war have been determined. This deal is going to be huge. It kills the dollar, the petrodollar system. Not only is the petrodollar system dead, the reserve currency status position is dead, and the one that no one ever talks about, what backs the U.S. dollar, the threat of military force, that is now dead. There's been some major deals. Let me tell you some of the major deals that have been struck. Canada struck a deal with China to become a part of the AIIB. Scotty's now telling you about Saudi Arabia's oil deal. Japan was just in Russia last week before the G20 meeting to strike this. Australia was threatened that they either have to choose China or the United States. We talked about that on last Friday when I pre-recorded the show. That was one of the articles. Then there were also, and you're going to see this one also, Britain has just solidified deals with Russia. And if you look at this G20, which we're going to take a look at some of the articles from that, the deals that are being struck all over the world, there was another deal in Mexico that was just struck as well. Mexico, and I can't remember who it was. I'll find it, but it's very, very significant. So now,
There's one more. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No. You always, because it's great information. We need to know. This stuff is important. I'm glad you do. Go ahead. Shoot.
The Philippines, with that president, you know, saying what he said about Obama's mama. But the meeting was canceled between the U.S. and the Philippines. And some analysts is saying that this is an opportunity that China might make to strike a deal with the Philippines concerning the South Sea islands.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, I don't know if you remember, Scott, it was a while back that I said that the Philippines and Taiwan will probably make deals with China on the South Sea of China incident, because there was a post that I had just when Duterte became president. He said that the U.S., he called the U.S. ambassador a derogatory term for a gay person. This dude is hilarious. He had a derogatory term for a gay person, and he said that the U.S. doesn't have any money, China does. So, and his stance was the only problem that he had is that he didn't want China to start to develop the Scarborough Shoals, which the U.S. military and Obama said is the red line in the sand. And guess what China did last week? They started moving dredges there. So, yeah, the president was funny. He called Obama a SOB. He said that SOB better not try to lecture me on extrajudicial killing because of the overall war on drugs that his government is having, where they're actually assassinating drug dealers and also targeting drug users, where they're killing them. It's crazy that what's going on. But there was a big fallout because Duarte cussed at Obama, and then Obama over the weekend says, I don't know if there could be any constructive meeting with him, and then he called it off, as Scotty was saying. Major, major moves, because what's happening now is that the G20 has ended and the ASEAN summit has started in Laos, which is huge. And all of the moves are being talked about. Everyone is disassociating themselves with the United States and now aligning themselves with China. Why? Because over 50% of the world's trade goes through the South Sea of China. And whoever controls the South Sea of China controls the commerce ways of the world. And I posted a video, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. We'll get to it. But it's so much. We got a lot to get to. And yeah, Scotty's absolutely right. No, Scotty, jump in at any time, man, because this stuff is so important. It's just so much that's happening. The overall war is already started, and we're going to see how it's already started as we continue to what's in the news. Next, from Fort Russia is the name of the website.com. Hillary wants war, but Putin is smarter. And this was on the 31st. And basically, the article is talking about how if Hillary is ever elected, I think if Hillary is elected, that there will be a preemptive strike because of the instigation and irritation that and the threat that she opposes to them. It's just the perfect scenario. But either way, it doesn't matter who the celebrity figurehead is going to be. The war has already started, and it can't end. And it doesn't matter if the war doesn't happen. Here's the key. Your dollar, your standard of living still will be taken away from you. Why? Because even if there's no war, the United States will have no economic standing in the world because they can't pay their debt. And not only that, they have been the great terrorists that the world is doing start to expose, and no one is buying U.S. Treasury. And we're going to show you how that's happening and why that's happening. And this, ladies and gentlemen, these are some of the last, in my opinion, we are much closer to the overall major events than ever before. And we may have just had our last normal summer where what I mean by normal, the one that you have been accustomed to for your whole life in America. It could be, we could get to the next summer, but believe me, the overall standard of living in the United States is no more. It's not going to get any better. It's going to continue to get worse, and then it's going to get very plightful very rapidly. We are in for some hellish economic times. And this is why you're seeing some of the things that's happening. You know, I just want to say before we go on and what's in the news, there was an article about the one shipping company, the largest shipping company. And I don't know if I got to express this on Friday, because I shot that, pre-recorded it early in the morning. Well, by this company going out of business, it's a South Korean company. Now, this company is not stupid. They move goods for the whole world, okay? Think about the strategical opportunity that this company has. And think about the strategical move that this company made. It was Hanjin Shipping. They went bankrupt, so they wanted the world to think. Well, in actuality, and I know my man, and I wanted to tell you, Scott, I didn't know if you saw, and this goes along with the story, there was another incident between the U.S. military and the Iranian fast boat in the Strait of Hormuz.
No, I didn't see
and
that.
And happening. Yeah. That basically happening daily now. And so why is this so important? It goes right along with what's happening in the Strait of Hormuz, ladies and gentlemen, is the setup for the global war. And this is why this, in my opinion, this was a strategical bankruptcy for this company. Why? Why in the world would this company And what you're going to see is that this company is going to start to remove all of their assets from out of public view. They're going to move their ships, their overall cargo infrastructure, and they're going to hide it. Why are they going to hide it? Because a war is about to start, ladies and gentlemen. Why would you want your infrastructure to be targeted during a global war, especially in the sea? So they don't want their tankers. They don't want their ships. They don't shoot and ship. They don't want their ships, their cargo ships, to be actually easy targets, even though that they will get insurance money. But this is the key. Once a war starts, there is no insurance policy that is enforceable. So this was a strategic default, in my opinion. So why is this important? Because no goods are going to be moving, ladies and gentlemen. The fourth largest company has gone bankrupt. And if it's the fourth largest company that went bankrupt, that tells you that the whole industry is going to play that same card. Why? Because I think that they're trying to protect their infrastructure, because after the war, ships are going to be so important for the moving of goods to rebuild the destruction from the global war. I know one thing. I would go bankrupt. I would say my company is bankrupt. Move all of our infrastructure and protect it. Move it out of the ports. Move it to a place where it won't be targeted at all. And then do what? Wait for the war to end, and then guess what? All of a sudden, we come back in the business under a new name or with the same name. It won't matter. And the demand for goods, I will have the highest price for the demands of goods, and I'll be able to service that market right away. I won't have to wait for a ship to be built. It takes a long time for these ships to be built. So, strategical thing to give you the what's going on. These are heads-up moments as to what's really happening. So, I just wanted to relay that. Okay, listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, there's so much that's going on. We're going to jump back into today's show and what's in the news. You're listening to Cando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 54, 9032 pounds. You listen to Cando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We have a live show for you today. Hopefully that you are all getting back from the long weekend. Hope you had some time off, some time to spend with family, friends, and whatever it is that you do, and now we're ready to get back to. And I definitely tell you, everyone, now is the time to really prepare for what is coming, because it is no doubt that it's here. It is just a matter of what phase of or what stage we are in the overall need to prepare. And I say we're at a critical stage, because just before the critical stage comes the necessity, where you start to need to use everything that you started to prepare for. So the accumulation phase is now. Acquire what it is that you need to acquire. Okay, so let's pick back up on what's in the news. Let's jump back into what's in the news. So next article. Here's a big one. I posted a YouTube video, and I said the war is real and growing. The SpaceX satellite that supposedly had a satellite for Facebook that we're off of now, is down in Cape Canaveral. Excuse me. Down in Cape Canaveral, the rocket was, in my opinion, was targeted and hit. And this thing just exploded. Left it, had a video, the YouTube video there that was actually put up by RT. And why is this so significant? Remember, just weeks, a week earlier, Russia, the United States had announced that they were going to have, be able to start to track, have a better tracking systems of missiles, and they were going to put those missiles in Eastern Europe, and which is basically on the back, on the doorstep of Russia, and that would prevent Russia from being able to have even a defensive strike ability. And Russia said that there's no way in the world that they would allow that to happen. And then they said that they wanted to start having actual missile fire tests next month in September. And so in order to do that, what did they need to do, in my opinion, was to get a satellite in the air. And then all of a sudden, I think that satellite was on the launch pad, and then boom, it was targeted, going bye-bye. This war is real, ladies and gentlemen. So check that out. I posted that one inside of BTR community. Next article from Press TV. Turkish tanks roll into northern Syria. Once again, further. Then I had a couple of articles about the hurricanes. Here's a huge article from Sputnik News. You're in the army now. Sweden considers gender-neutral draft. The whole world is going to be drafting women for war. Why? Because it's a depopulation program, ladies and gentlemen. It's guaranteed that the war is going to start. Those guarantees is not just the United States. This overall depopulation, see, but the United States is going to be used as the poster child for the starting of the war, and they're going to completely eviscerate and annihilate as many people here as they possibly can, but they want to have plausible deniability to have the killings throughout the world. How, what's the best way to be a mass murderer? Is by being a general. Have 4 stars or above. It's the best way to be a mass murderer. So check out that article. Next one. U.S. anti-Russian sanctions upgrades change nothing for Moscow. Check out that one. It doesn't really matter. The U.S. has no influence anymore. Then I posted, Scotty sent the VPN, virtual private networking. We're going to have a show just on that. And, as you know, and, that was a really good, I learned a lot from that. And it's something that we should be using to actually, to our advantage. So we're definitely going to do that. So check out that video that I posted there yesterday. Scotty sent me that one. Okay, here we go. Major, and I said my commentary from this one, this came from RT, Russia Today. Here comes the big confrontation in the South Sea of China. Obama and the U.S. military have already said that Scarborough Shoals is the red line in the sand. Heard that before from Obama. I'm just saying. If China attempts to build there, then a military force will be used to stop them. So here we go. Let's see. And prepare for the outcome. Neither one can back down now, that U.S. nor China. And this was some RT, grave concerns. Philippines suspects China of attempting to reclaim the Scarborough Shoals. Now, this is, before we get into this even more, this is significant because of this, ladies and gentlemen. I've always thought that the South Sea of China would probably be the main tool to move us into a global war, a World War III, and then a global nuclear war. Now, here's the significance of this. In the South Sea, there's over 45 to 50% of the world's trade goes through that area. Then you have the Strait of Hormuz, where over 50 I can't remember the true numbers, but it's like high 50s to almost 60% of the world, and maybe up to 70% of the world's oil, where the world's oil goes through those very shallow point, and the waters of the Strait of Hormuz is very shallow also. What does that mean? All it takes is for one or two ships to be sunk there, and it'll take them forever to get those ships out of there, but then they'll be trying to do that under the war effort that will be going on. So it will just be a parking lot of destruction, and no oil will be moving, ladies and gentlemen, and no goods will be moving out of the South Sea of China. Do you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? That means that there won't be anything that's going to be, any commerce that's going to be transferring, or the goods of commerce that is going to be moving globally. Who is that going to affect? Them? The ones that have the dumb installations, deep underground bunker installations, that have been preparing and storing and acquiring goods for over 25, 30 years? Or you? I'm going to tell you, the real target is you. And that's who this is going to adversely affect. This is the grave concern. Throughout the whole South Sea of China, it's been understood, and the point has been made, that if China starts to try to dredge the Scarborough Shoals, and I'm going to have a show just on that, and we're going to, you can hear it from their own mouths. If they try to dredge the Scarborough Shoals, which is very close to the Philippines have a different name for that area. And then in 2012, they almost went to war with China over it. And then the current president said that if China tries to start to dredge that area and try to claim that area, it will be a bloody outcome, because the Philippines knows that the United States is under treaty with them, meaning if they get into a war, the U.S. has to come to their assistance by their own contracts. And just today, well, we'll look at that also. So in this article, the Philippines had intelligence and photos of multiple Chinese Coast Guard boats, and then also barges that were moving towards Scarborough Shoals to probably start the dredging process to actually make that island into a hard top fortress or a large top military installation, like they've done in other parts in the South Sea of China, which they've done very quickly. So all they have to do is actually establish this, and everyone is fighting for these small islands, because especially Japan, because they have oil on them, a large natural gas and oil reserves, and Japan has no natural resources. They're a real island that needs imports in order to survive. So they want to get their hands on these islands, because this is why they have the nuclear Fukushimas all over as well. So the intel was that this area was being sought to develop, and Philippines wanted to find out from China what their intentions were, and they said earlier this year, if they try to do that, this will be a bloody engagement. Well, once that blood starts to flow, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to continue to spread and flow everywhere, because this will initiate World War III and then initiate global nuclear war I. So that was my that was that article. Next one from Yahoo. China builds in disputed shoal, Philippines Duarte. That's what he said, that they're trying to do that. So check out that article. Next article. Behind Rand's U.S.-China war plan, new Eastern outlook. The Rand Corporation has commissioned to publish a report, War with China, Thinking Through the Unthinkable, in which it describes its assessments of a possible war between the United States and the Pacific, both in 2015 and in 2025. This is RAND, the RAND Corporation. If you know anything about them, they want this war to happen, because this is nothing but the CIA headquarters, the RAND Corporation. And this is what they want to do, because they sell military arms, and this is what they'll probably instigate. So check out that article from the NEO. Next article from CNBC. Putin speaks with Obama as Russian leaders become man of the moment in China during the G20 summit. And there's a picture there. Man, I tell you, the picture is so funny. It's not the picture of Obama and Putin looking at each other. I'm going to tell you the funny picture, if you see this picture, is the brother that's in the background tells everything. Tells everything. So next article from Sputnik, the ultimate 21st century choice, O-B-O-R or war? And the O-B-O-R is what China wants to, what they rename the new Silk Road. And this is what they says is either going to happen or we're going to or is going to go to war. In the OBR, by establishing the OBR, ladies and gentlemen, that means that the United States is completely done. And this is true. It is going to happen. Next article comes from I don't see where it is. Le Pen praises Brexit, promise free exit referendum on the U.S. where France will leave the EU. And one of the things that I've always said, that economically, first Europe will go, then probably a short time after Europe goes, within weeks, 2 weeks, or a month after that, the U.S. economy will go. And this is what is unraveling right now, ladies and gentlemen, as the EU starts to continue to fall apart. And this is going to speed up. Next article from AP, the big story. ASEAN summit may bow to Chinese pressure. And ASEAN is the Association of Southeastern Asian Nations, all in that area. They're having their summit right now. The G20 just ended. Now the ASEAN summit is ongoing right now in Laos. And they're going to go by the way of China, in my opinion, as well. Next article, Obama threatened cyber war on Russia, turning the G20 summit into a political event. And from the overall, they weren't able to reach agreement, and there was a promise that, you know, basically a threat that the U.S. will engage in cyber wars on Russia because they, you know, blaming them for the DNC stuff. And and I'll just say, like Putin said, regardless of where the hack came from, it's the content that matters, idiot. Why are you, and why is the corporation of the United States, even though we know that they're all in one big cahoot together, but just for the sake and purpose of making the point, why is the United States actively having secret engagements to destabilize, to colonize, and take over, steal, and to overthrow governments? That is an act of war itself. So are you mad because somebody found out and was publishing your secret ills and your secret criminal activities? You full of stuff. This is one of the things that always gets me about the United States. They call them the policemen of the world. There ain't no damn policemen of the world. They're the criminals of the world. Oh, well, maybe they are. Because they expect the rest of the world to just take whatever they deliver, and because of the propaganda and the media outlet that they have, that they were able to turn the overall opinion of the world and give the perception that they are the great land of the free, full of stuff. That stinks. So check out this whole thing. The whole world is getting rid of them. Next article, major one. And I said, here's my commentary. Handwriting is on the wall, where the U.S. is no longer, where the U.S. no longer has all of the influence. It is moved to China and Russia. The U.S. role now is troublemaker and criminal in the building. Why? Because they are. And it's giving the system more global control over people. This is from Press TV. Putin wants to restore UK ties from the Kremlin. Those relationships have never been broken, because this is one of how the Russian mafia actually launders most of its money through Britain. And this is why when the Corporation of the United States and the celebrity figurehead Obama wanted to bomb Syria, they went to England to get their support, and England said, you must be out your mind. That ain't gonna happen. That is impossible. And that started to deteriorate, where then Obama lost support in Congress and everything else. Why? Because Britain is the clearinghouse for Russian mob money. So, so many things to know. In these relationships, Britain can't wait to turn their back on the United States. They're going to, they've already have, and they're going to actually assist in the war against them. Oh, even to the point of blasting on the U.S. This is what's going to happen. The purge is on, ladies and gentlemen. This is why Canada signed on with the AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, last week. In order for you to do that, you're going to have to be an ally of China and to be an enemy of the United States. So that was done. And the president, who basically his father was a president in a prime minister in Canada, Trudeau, was happy to sign that overall deal. So check out that. Next article from Natural Blaze. Hospitals can kill you. A new study shows us why. Next article. This is what Scotty was talking about. Philippine president used vulgar term to describe Obama. He called him a SOB, son of a... He basically told him, that son of a... Better not try to lecture me. So check out that article. Also from Natural Blade. This is a very, very important one. Another vaccination bombshell. Think Monsanto's Roundup. Confirmed in most vaccinations. They got Monsanto's ingredients in vaccination. I'm not surprised. You shouldn't be surprised. But what should happen is that you should know what's in these vaccinations. And since you don't be taking them. Don't be having your children taking them, regardless of what the system says. Your child needs this for school. Okay, cool. Well, what the hell is in here, and how can you prove that that's what's in here? And until you can do that, no, because you're not trustworthy, you're full of shit, you lie, and you kill people. So we not going for it. That's just my opinion. Excuse me. So next one. Brother Bragg is rubbing off on me. So next article. Just playing, Brother Brad. Next one. This comes from Shojuin.com. How NASA thinks society will collapse. Check out that article. Here's another major global thing. South Korea pleads with China over missile shield as North fires again. Over the weekend, North Korea fired three missiles towards China. Excuse me, not China. Towards Japan and fell over Japan. And Japan, because of that, is scrambling now. And this overall South Sea and that old Korean peninsula, that whole region is already just one incident away from going to all out blows. It's just a matter of time. So check out that article just so you know how close we are. And this is serious, why you need to be prepared. Next article comes from Reuters. And as Scotty said, with this one, Obama throws planned meeting with Philippine leader into doubt. Said no. Didn't want to meet him. Next article from Press. North Korea Kims want stronger nukes. Let me tell you something about whatever people think about North Korea. If they didn't have nukes, that country would have already been invaded. There would have been dealings with their countries like other countries, like Libya, like Iraq. It's because they didn't have nukes. And isn't it amazing? They want to fight. They want to ensure that certain countries don't have nukes. But Israel, who refuses to be a part or to actually hold the treaty of the nuclear agreement, who is in violation of it and is blatantly in violation of it, you don't see nobody sanctioning them at all. You don't see no outcry or no global where they ostracize or try to get them into compliance. You don't even hear about it. Many of you may not even have known that. The biggest in the biggest nuclear weapons violator is Israel. It's Israel. Not North Korea, not Iraq, not Iran, not Libya. It's been Israel. They've illegally acquired nuclear weapons, and they brag about it. And so much that they refuse for anyone to inspect them. They say no. but they want to make a big deal out of other countries getting nuclear weapons, because this is the system. They only want the advantage to be held by those that the system is upholding at that time. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, all of them are against us all. So check out that article. Next article, star possible housing a Dyson sphere discovered by astronomers. Basically, a structure is on a star that astronomers have followed. You know, the Russians, they if you ever want about know about extraterrestrial life or EBE, extra-biological entity life, or ET civilization, or alien structures of civilization, you don't go to the Lion American. You go to the Russians. You go to Russia. You go to Brazil. You go to those countries, and you'll see what they say about it. It's real. So check out that article. Next one, from Financial Times. Falling revenue puts pressure on investment banks. This came from FT. Next one, here is the killer right here, ladies and gentlemen. This article comes from financiallicense.com. Oh, no, sorry, financialsense.com. Here it is. This is my commentary. It's official. It's officially over for the U.S. dollar. Sad thing is most of all Americans haven't a clue nor care and are far less prepared for anything. Until they miss their first meals because of it, then comes the mannerism typical to the naive and asking what's happening. What do I mean by that? The U.S. dollar hegemony question as World Bank sells SDR bond using Chinese yuan. The World Bank has made its first sale of Chinese yuan or renminbi last week, weeks in advance of when they said that they were going to start in October the 1st. Now, this is the World Bank, ladies and gentlemen. If the World Bank is selling Chinese SDR holdings, what does all the other banks in the world have to do? They have to divest themselves of some other bond in order to buy the Chinese bond. And who do you think that they're dropping like flies? Ladies and gentlemen, they're dropping your standard of living. Your standard of living is attached to the overall strength of the dollar. The dollar is done. The war is sealed, and the economic collapse is guaranteed. Guaranteed. You will see it soon. Next article from Reuters. Japan to provide plane ships for Philippines amidst the South Sea dispute with China. Japan is going to send... Prime Minister Abe said on Tuesday, today, agrees to providing two large size patrol ships and lend up to five used surveillance aircraft to the Philippines. What do you think China going to say about that? So that's what's going on. Next article from Sputnik. Philippines threat bloody confrontation with Beijing over the South Sea of China. Then we have with today's show, we're looking at some of the current events. It's the end of summer and the coming fall. And when I mean fall, I mean literally and figuratively. The first hour and the second hour, we're going to jump back into the 96-hour margin call in the next hour. I think there's one or two articles we've got to read. Then we'll jump to the 96-hour margin call. Next one. You know what? I posted a video, a YouTube video. And I posted inside of, I did a YouTube video. I took this video earlier this morning, and I said it tells you everything. One who reads between the lines needs to know. And what this video was about, the G20. And the G20 meeting that they just had in China. And it's joined in, the slogan is join in. Inclusive, innovative, and I forget what the other words that they were using. And if you look at that, they're basically saying that the U.S. is out. And And all of you that have been partners with the U.S. for so long and got taken advantage of by the U.S., either the U.S. shuns you or they stole from you. We won't do that. Come join us. And if you look at this daggone video, this YouTube video that I posted of a commercial off of CNBC today, and posted this video, that commercial tells you everything. It tells you how done you really, really are. Because all the world is going to be moving and going to the sea of the BRIC nations for economic relevance. And they're going to go to Russia for stability. Russia and China are the new economic powers. And after they deal with the United States, there may be a skirmish or two that they may have over the overall new found power. So check out that. Next article, got a couple more. Let me get into the break. California court opens door for pension benefit reduction. Man, it ain't just going to be Tennessee. This is the slow start down. First is going to be pension reduction, then it's going to be no pension at all. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to prepare yourself accordingly for that. Do what you need to do. Do what it is necessary. If you have to lose 50%, it's better than losing 100%. Because the market is going to, in my opinion, is going to steal everything from all pensions, both public and private. Why? Because they told you they were going to do it. How did they tell you they're going to do it? You should research and find out. I done mine, and I realized what the message was, moved away from it, and I suspect that it's something that will be happening relatively soon, and you should protect yourself. Not only that, if you're not your own financial advisor, you should be ashamed of yourself because you're paying someone for actually stealing from you, and you're not going to get. As soon as you hand over that cash, you're not going to see it anymore. Yes, your parents and people that are older than you probably are going to see some of it, but if any of them are drawing on anything now, in the next 5 years, they ain't getting nothing. So they've only saw a part of it because of where they were in the overall birth cycle. So they're going to steal everything because they already stolen it, and they're coming up with all the excuses as to why you ain't going to get a dime. So this is what you need to know. Last one is Colin Kaepernick is righter than you think. The national anthem is a celebration of slavery. Check out that article. So, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, run this commercial break just a little bit longer if you could. Grab some water real quick. You're listening to Cando Radio Show at any time. Definitely jump in on the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32#. You're listening to Cando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Freestyle. Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons, and that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties, because we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mama's wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me want to holler because it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, because it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a true shower. We need us to get us free because they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, because ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me awake to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, because my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents like nothing.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project.
a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The Rando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you. There's a couple of articles I want to do just before we get into the 96-hour margin call. But, of course, at any time, if you have a question or comment that you would like to make, we'd love to hear from you at any time. Just jump right in. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And definitely make your case. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. Don't hesitate. This show is actually for you. It's very important, especially now. It's so critical that we resonate with one another, regardless of what everyone else says, but prepare ourselves. And there's so many different ways to prepare. And if you have some suggestions on that, we'd love to actually hear from you. So there's a couple of articles, but at any point, jump in. I'll see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. There's a couple of articles I wanted to check out really quickly. And those two articles were, okay, I got them. Okay, here's the two articles. One, go to this one first. This one is from, this was from The Atlantic. This one was from, The Atlantic. And it says, here's how NASA thinks society will collapse. And this is never a straight answer, is what I call NASA. Nazi American Society Association. That's what I meant to say NASA was. Excuse me. That's what that acronym means to me. But some pointed things. Here's what it says. Here's how the Nazi American Society organization thinks the society will collapse. Too much inequality, too few natural resources could leave the West vulnerable to a Roman Empire-style fall. This is nothing than the Roman Empire Part 2. Article goes on to say, few think Western civilization is on the brink of collapse, but it is. But it's also doubtful the Romans and Mesopotamians saw their own demise coming either. If we were to avoid their fate, we need policies to reduce economic inequalities and to preserve natural resources. Now, I'm going to tell you, got to be careful of when these murderous people talk about preserving natural resources and reducing economic inequality. See, don't think of it from your standpoint, because that's the way you think, the more, probably more of the benevolent way or the morally correct way. But these people have never been benevolent nor morally correct. They're not thinking the same way as you, so that puts you at a disadvantage of who they really are, and it exposes you to not being able to protect yourself appropriately. See, for you and I, we would say, yes, this is a problem, and we would categorize it just as this. We need policies to reduce economic inequality. Yes, things need to be much more fair. And we would think from fair where you would have inclusion. But see, their way is different, and to preserve natural resources. Let me tell you how these people, let me finish this one thing. According to NASA-funded studies that looked at the collapse of previous societies. So let's look, let me tell you how NASA, the Nazi Association, Nazi American Society Association, that's what it stands in my, for in my book. If you know anything about NASA, how they were established, you would get what I was saying. So look up Operation Paperclip. So this is how I take them to say that. And it reads this way: to reduce economic inequality and preserve natural resources. How do you reduce economic inequality from these NASA demonic society ritual practice people? This is how they do it: through depopulation. See, what they do is that they get rid of people so that they control more of the inventory by less people actually questioning them, and then there is, they pay them just a little bit more. If you ever looked at any major global calamity, before the calamity, it was the exact same position where we are now. Not in, with too many people, here it is. It's too many people complaining. So what do? They knock off people. People stop complaining because they're scared to death, and they pay them a little more. Now you just fix the economic inequality. Then here's the next one. And preserve natural resources. How do you preserve natural resources? Oh, you kill the planet. You kill people. You depopulate the planet. Then the resources that you do have are more abundant. And they can't be challenged, the overall taking of them and seizing from them and for the people to rebel against the overall system is less likely. See, the thing about population is not because there's too many people that are consuming the resources, it's too many people complaining that other people are manipulating and controlling the resources to their overall enslavement. This is how these mass murders and these psychopaths and think. So while you're thinking that NASA is such a great place and is, you know, they, how they want you to think that, oh, they have your best interest, they never had your best interest and they never will. They always have an agenda to kill you. And to either kill you by working you to death or to physically kill you when it becomes too many of you that are on this planet complaining and starting to become a threat to the overall establishment. So the article continues. Two important features seem to appear across societies that have collapsed. Read the study. The stretching of resources due to strained places on the eco-carry capacity and the economic... move this down. And the economic stratification of societies into elite and masses. Well, and this, what they're talking about here, is no stretching of the resources. This planet, do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, you'll always hear the Agenda 21 campaign in talking points. That is, there's too many people on this planet. And some people are naive enough to believe it, but it's because the city that they're in, they don't even realize that they're packed into densely populated areas in a small pace. So it gives the appearance that the planet is overpopulated. It's nowhere near overpopulated. It can't be overpopulated. You could put every person on this planet on Madagascar, and people will still have room. But see, when you have an appetite for manipulation and destruction, it's never enough. And if there's anybody that's driven through this country, just this country alone, realizes that at the overall massive amount of land in how vast this country is, there is no such thing as depopulation. You could drive in different parts of this country and have people scattered all over the place and they would never even be able to see each other. It's not. People are consuming too many resources. You're actually complaining and you're actually trying to take control of resources that they are subjugating you by. That becomes a threat. you become a threat. So the article goes on. As limited resources plague the working class, here it is. Limited resources plague the working class. Why is limited resources plaguing the working class? Because ways and means, ladies and gentlemen, your way of life provides for someone else's life. They have two lives and you have none. And this becomes a plague on you because you're working for them. And you don't control your own resources. So it becomes a quality of life and an access to necessities, like to where you're always constantly begging and you have to petition and you have to follow their rules. And you have to follow their rules even though they write their rules that make them immune from it. Then you'll end up fighting wars. They'll declare wars that you'll have to fight. They'll create debt that you'll have to pay. And they'll write laws that they don't have to obey. You do, though, because you control no resources. So it goes on. The limited resource plague, the working class, the wealth insulates from the problem. Continue consumes unequally. And continues consuming unequally. And exacerbating the issue, the study said. Meanwhile, resources continue to be used up even by technology designs to prevent them. For instance, an increase in vehicle fuel efficiency technology tends to enable increased per capita vehicles per mile driven, heavier cars and our average speeds, which then negate the gains of the increased fuel efficiency. These people are so full of crap. There is zero point energy, ladies and gentlemen, where you do not have to consume resources to be able to have energy. But see, they don't want to bring that to you because the free energy, that means that you don't have to pay for it. Free energy? When you have resources that can be consumer, that can be consumer based or controlled easier, it's hard to have a manipulation on the sun. The thing that you have to do is prevent people from having the ability to harvest the sun, because the sun comes up regardless of what man says or what man doesn't say. Man can't order or sanction the sun from coming up by its own means. What they have to do is have artificial barriers put in, either by in the sky through chemtrails, through pollution, or by not allowing that technology to come to the use of you. And so many people often ask, why don't they allow free energy? Because then they won't have any slaves. Have you thought about that? They want slaves because that maintains their overall demigod lifestyle over you. They don't want to share anything with you. They want you to work for them. And that's one of the things that we really, really forget. They want you to continue to be a slave. Because as I always say, if you have resources, what use for a job would you have? Think about it. If you can supply all of your needs, you have the resources to supply all of your needs, to have prosperity, have a quality of life, so that you could develop as a person and as a living species and as a living entity, what job would you show up for? Let me ask you something. And so many of us get it this way. If you had $1 million, would you work? If you had $10 million, would you work for somebody? But see, that's the wrong one to do, because $1 million ain't nothing but paper, ladies and gentlemen. You still work for the system because they got the patent on it, and they can take that from you at any moment. Guess what? They're going to do it to a lot of people that think they're millionaires now in paper, and they're going to come to find out what that term and that saying, "it ain't worth the paper it's written on," means. Because they can take that from you at any time that they want to, because it ain't yours. no matter how much you think you worked for it, no matter how much you think you earned it, no matter, they want you to think that, because at the appropriate time, the decision is theirs if that becomes usable for you or not, because you wait on them to tell you it. System don't need you because it uses you. You need the system because you use the system. And until we walk away from that, and is there a process to do that? Sure. Is it going to be a difficult process? Absolutely. But see, it is something that you have to start to conceptualize from a standard of truth. And you can't do that from the overall standard of lies that you're used to. You can't think about, well, how am I, it's basically this, ladies and gentlemen. You can't continue to have the lifestyle that we have, because the lifestyle that we have has been blueprinted and created to work only in the system that it is. You must think anew. We've got to walk away from it and establish one in which real prosperity, sovereignty, and self-determination of the individual. Individual sovereignty and self-determination is more important than national. Because you have national because you have no individual in self-determination and sovereignty. That's why you have nationality. That's why you have a national base. So, very critical. Let me finish this article really quickly. So now, the article goes on. Researchers use what they termed human and natural dynamical hand formulated to reach the consensus. The formula used the factors such as birth rate, resource, and income class to recreate a mathematical equation to project outcome. Do you know what that means? The dynamical. Do we see what this means? The research used what they termed human and natural dynamical, known as HAM, is a formula to reach their conclusion. The formula uses the factors such as birth rate, resources, income class to create a mathematical equation to project outcome. What is their project outcome, ladies and gentlemen? Their project outcome is to depopulate, or to use the population for their overall human resource base. Why they use birth rate? Resources. They know if they can control the birth rate by killing and by murder, because when you murder people, you are controlling the birth rate. Every sister or every brother that dies, that's birth control. That's birth rate. Everyone that's murdered by extrajudicial killings or by wars or by the pharmaceuticals or by the illnesses and the diseases or poverty or economic collapses, those are all manipulative forms and tools or methods to get to the objective or the project outcome. Resources. You want to see the effect of resources? Look at our community. The lack of resources, what does our community look like? It is totally insane, where mental illness runs rampant. Because there's a sickness that goes along when you start to live outside of what your overall body has been designed. When you, let me just put it this way. If you go outside in the cold with wet hair and your body isn't designed to do that, what happens? You catch a cold because you're outside of your natural element where your body is not designed to work that way. If your body was designed for you to be free and independent, self-determining and sovereign, once you become captured and enslaved, now you are putting your body, your physical, spiritual, and mental body, mental capacity under such stress that you start to have what's called mental illness. It's just like catching a cold, ladies and gentlemen. You've been in the cold for so long, now your brain has been adversely affected to where it's sick. The overall chemical, the natural chemical reactions or balance that you would have has now been unevenly yoked, and you have mental illness. That's why it's called mental illness. So then it goes on. In income classes, to create a mathematical equation. Let me ask you something. Who does a mathematical equation? Someone that wants to find out the solution to a problem that they have. What is the problem that they have? You becoming sovereign and self-determining. So they have to put in all of the factors and establish a formula to have a mathematical process and project project outcome to where they can control you. But they won't have that threat anymore, and they have. The study was sponsored by NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and headed by the National Science Foundation. For those who think modern society is immune from the problem that brought down ancient civilizations, a brief overview of collapse demonstrated not only the phenomena, but also the extent at which advanced, complex, and powerful societies are susceptible to collapse, the study said. So how do we save ourselves? Collapse can be avoided, and population can reach a steady state at the maximum carry capacity. If the rate of depletion of nature is reduced to sustainable levels, and if resources are distributed equally, the report says. You hear what they say? So how do we save ourselves? Collapse can be avoided, and population can reach a steady state at the maximum carry capacity. Who is determining the maximum carry capacity, ladies and gentlemen? The very same ones that are killing you, because it's the maximum carry capacity for their agenda and their objective. This planet can hold multitudes of the population that the highest the population has ever been on this planet at any given time. Do you think that the great creator created a sustainable universe that doesn't have enough resources to sustain you? No, that's what man wants you to think, because they don't want you to think on a great creator standpoint. They want you to think from the laws that they write standpoint. In their propaganda, in their media talking points, so that you will be talking their points and living their lives and living their deception. This is so critical. And if you see what this is, the maximum carry capacity for their system, if the rate of depletion of nature is reduced, See, this is where they say that you are causing global warming because of the emissions that you're putting out, the carbon dioxide from the vehicles and from the plants and everything else. Wait a minute, big dummy. Not y'all, them. These big dummies. See, all it really takes is some critical thinking in this whole thing. They're basically telling you that breathing is a threat to your life. They're telling you that breathing is a threat to your life, and breathing is a threat to the overall social establishment. Why? Because it is to theirs, because they don't want too many people breathing. When you breathe in, what do you breathe in? When you breathe out, what do you breathe out? The exact same thing that they're saying is polluting the planet. We don't even see how they change up the whole world. We don't see the overall manipulation in the propaganda of manipulation from the lies that they have. They're telling you that you breathing out is a threat to the sustainability of the planet. And I would say this to everybody that writes that stuff about global warming, well, do everybody a favor, check out. Stop trying to get other people to check out. You check your butt out. If it's, do everybody else a favor, reduce it by reducing yourself. But see, they don't talk about that. What they're talking about is reducing you. This is murder. This is genocide. This is why when you start to hear this global warming stuff, that is nothing more than how they're going to be, bring in genocidal murder. Genocidal trend. No such thing as global warming. But there's a conspiracy agenda to depopulate the planet. That is global warming. Breathing out, ladies and gentlemen, is a hazard to your health. Just gave somebody a great t-shirt. Global warming. So breathing out is a hazard to my health. This planet has been, it's been sufficiently designed, and it needs its overall, the carbon that is here, carbon dioxide, because that's what the plant, that's what how another part of the collective prudence, one gives another takes. So we want to destroy the collective prudence process, right? Because whenever you destroy the collective prudence concept, ladies and gentlemen, you have a slave master. And that's the institutions that they always uphold. Slavery is too big of a business, too great of an opportunity, too great of a means to a demigod society where you have a man god. Because they want you to think that man is God, and the man above you is the one that is God. Think, have real comprehension on what we read and what we actually know the truth of things are. Really look at things critically. Think about it. A man god. They've actually perpetuated that since you were born. Because they want you to look as man as your god. Because when you do, you walk away from the great creator that has given you the greatest gift and given you the opportunity to decide how you're going to live. This is where they change it. So if that's the case, then I'm going to use their free will against them to serve me. That would be a man's appointment, not the great creator. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. We come back. We got to jump into the 96-hour margin call. So give us a call at any time, 641-715. Oh, all right. So, hey, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. I got to log back in. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Listen to Chando Radio, so we'll be back. Back up for your next.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Sorry about that. I didn't get the number out. I had to log back in. I see a caller in queue. We're definitely going to go to the caller because it's Brother Davis. Got to go to Brother Davis about why it's Wednesday tomorrow. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the petition code is 5490-32-POUND. Let me go to Brother Davis real quick. Brother Davis, welcome.
Hey, good evening, brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. So what's going on, Brother Davis?
Hey, man, I'm blessed. I'm trying to get in real quick to let people know about tomorrow night show, but I'm going to tell you, Dave, you're giving them so much information that they should by now realize that these are philosophies and theories that these people live by. And they should have understood by now that man is incapable of saving humanity.
Right.
So that's why we have to do the things that we're doing to prepare those who have ears to hear and have the overall self-sufficiency to do to be able to possibly get through this. Because regardless of what happens, there will be another side. And on the other side is what we'll have to start building over. So those are the things that I try to target with my show. So that people know that there's going to be things that goes on that's beyond your control, but don't get lost in them. Keep your focus. We can get there together. But I wanted to also add that tomorrow night's show is going to be bringing and focusing on some of the things that I spoke on before about meditation. Now, the reason why I'm going back to meditation is because meditation is going to not only be an area in which you can expand your inner self to go beyond the boundaries of your outer self, but you're going to be able to find a peace in the most diverse circumstance, because literally you can step away from them into your state of meditation. So I'm going to be talking about elevating it. I'm going to be talking about proper breathing. And a lot of people think that you breathe properly. Now you don't. And the older you get, the more bad habits of breathing that you have. And when one of the tests that you could take, if you want to take a test on yourself, is breathe in, inhale and exhale. If it's not the same time, in other words, if your inhale is not equal to your exhale, then your body is not getting a sufficient amount of oxygen. And if it's one or the other is shorter, that's another problem. So the dynamic of understanding ourselves is to be able to come from the inside out, not the outside in. So looking forward to the tomorrow night show. Brothers and sisters, be blessed. And I'm glad, Brother Dave, you are at the helm, giving them exactly what they're going to have to be able to work with in diverse circumstances. Peace.
Peace, peace. Well, Brother Davis, tomorrow, meditation. I'm going to tell you, Brother Davis, I'm so glad on your show you focus on a lot of the things that really what we need to look at individually, and that is so, so important. So the meditation is so true, because like Brother Davis said, and then the breathing is so, so, so important, because that is the overall energy building of everything with your body. And like Brother Davis, if you're breathing wrong, if your intake isn't as equally as equal as your
sufficient
outtake, that means sufficient to your outtake, that means you're leaving something in your body that it no longer needs, and you're polluting it. You gotta breathe. So breathing is so, so important. And I'm gonna tell you, Brother Davis, just so you know, there a lot of people have contacted me, and your Wise Wednesdays is so, so appreciated. I know some people that didn't meditate before, now they meditate now because of that, and it has definitely, definitely helped them. I know Brother Bragg told me, he said, "Oh man, David, that, you know, I got to get with Brother Davis, because I didn't think that I could meditate, but now that I started to do that, it's helped him with pain, it's helped him with a lot of different things." So Brother Davis, these are some of the things that you need to know, how you're actually, how you and Sister Davis are actually assisting in living out your purpose, because sometimes we don't know. But let me tell you something, you and Sister Davis are a gem to us all here, and it's a great thing. That is one of the things that why Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network is so important for us in the future. Because there are things that we talk about that no one else does. There's no one else that I know of that has the Wise Wednesdays that we have, and have the programs that are here on Black Talk Radio Network that we have. The way we have them, it's so valuable, and this is where we need to rebuild, like you said, on the other side, because that's what we're doing now. We're setting the foundation and picking up the hammers to rebuild. And the platforms of the other side. So much love, much respect, Brother Davis. Give my regards to Sister Davis tomorrow, Wise Wednesday. To establish the new way, because the new way will win. So, okay, everyone, so what we're going to do now, I'll get into those other two articles. Let me close these so I don't lose them and lose you all. We're going to pick back up into the 96-hour margin call. I'm going to start that now. So here we go. Last week, we were an hour 32, and if memory serves me right. And here we go. So it was hour 32, and there were just air raids inside of Los Angeles, and then there were multiple missile attacks, and they were nuclear missiles that actually were set off in Los Angeles and San Francisco, San Diego area. There were multiple attacks in Los Angeles, so we're going to pick up from there. Hour 32, multiple attacks on the West Coast. The country has now, the whole war has engulfed the whole country. Everyone throughout the country realizes that there is an attack that's happening. And at that exact same time, in other areas within the country, in some of the rural areas, because the nuclear attacks that had already had engaged did not take the power grid out. At hour 32 on the West Coast, it is still rush hour in certain places, and there is a cyber attack. And the cyber attack engages vehicles, and these were cyber attacks that were actually used by multiple attacks from laptops. And the laptops were able to have cyber attacks tap into vehicles in their area in a 10-mile radius, and all of the vehicles at these strategically critical points engaged simultaneously and sent out a cyber attack that was able to target computers within vehicles, and all of the vehicles sped up by 10 miles per hour and all of the brakes no longer engaged. This has caused massive accidents in all of the strategically placed areas. And the accidents were so bad that all of the cars, people thought that their cars had turned against them, which they had. Their cars had been used as a weapon. Actually, technology now has moved to where the cyber attacks have now been weaponized. And not only have all of the cars sped up, all of the elevators, without stopping, picked up at multiple floors, went to the top floors, and they all started to go straight to the bottom, from the top floor of the building that they're in to the bottom floor. Technology throughout the country is starting to use itself as technology is being used as a weapon against people. businesses and homes that have security systems, all of those security systems lock their overall homeowners out. Their overall keys did not work, and people were locked inside of houses and outside of houses. In some areas, that wasn't as much of a problem, but in major cities, this became a huge problem because people were either trapped inside of their houses because of the security doors that they had. Where security doors were used in high concentrations in the major cities, and as technology was there, buildings and homes start to lock themselves down to where people that were in couldn't get out and people that were out couldn't get in. Also, multiple attacks once again were waged in port cities. Houston is hit with a nuclear attack. New Orleans, Boston, Miami, and Seattle, Washington are all hit with nuclear attacks by submarines. As we move to New York, with the city engulfed in flames, there is no light other than flashlights that people have. No one's cell phone is working at all. People are starting to work together and try to mitigate the problem. Within the first 4 hours since the attack, people are trying to get out of the city and are trying to move into the surrounding areas before they're met at choking points by the military. And they are actually being told to turn back around because there is an exclusion zone that has been established because some of the weapons are, the military is saying that they're afraid that some of them are biological in nature and that the people in New York are maybe bringing over and be spreading biological contaminants because some of the overall biological weapons are ones that causes disease. So the military has established choke points around New York City at the points that are still where people are able to get out of the city, and there are few places at that. George Washington Bridge, even though it is damaged, it is still a way out of the city. The Lincoln and Holland Tunnel have been compromised and flooded because of the nuclear attack that happened in Lower Manhattan and in Jersey City. So the people are trying to move out of New York City, and as they are trying to be moved out, they are met with the military, and they're told to turn back around. People are now challenging that and are trying to continue to move into New Jersey, and they are actually being shot on the link on the George Washington Bridge because the orders of the military is not to allow those contaminant people into New Jersey. And they are told to turn back and to go back into the city, that there will be military airlifts of supplies into the city. Within a short duration after the nuclear attack, the military was able to choke off ingress and outgress into New York City. No one can come out of New York. Only people can go in. This is established by martial law, and any violation of that deadly force has been authorized. Los Angeles. Due to the severity of the nuclear attack that's in Los Angeles and how widespread Los Angeles is, at the time of the attack is the middle of rush hour. It was at 6 o'clock in the evening. Parents have lost contact with their children because many people commute in Los Angeles. And all of the cars on all of the freeways are dead. No vehicles are moving at all. There are no first responders response. And not only is there the problem from the blast in the actual nuclear attack, within Los Angeles, there are different cells that are actually attacking people randomly. So people now do not trust anyone. In the overall shootings in Los Angeles are widespread throughout the city because they've been instigated by small military infiltrators within the city. Multiple reports are saying that there were different groups of people that were just going around randomly shooting at people and not taking anything. And because of this, everyone is on heightened alert. And there are actual shootings throughout the city in mass shootings throughout the city. Also, back to New York. People now are no longer starting to work together because of the overall shock and the predicament that they're in. The people that have now had flashlights and means and other in helping people are actually being robbed by bands of people that decided to band together and start to run around and to get resources and to scavenge. Very few people, some people have flashlights, some people have lanterns, some people have candles. Those flashlights, lanterns, and candles have now drawn attention of attack from people to see that you have something of value, and people are starting to see the severity of what has just happened and realize the dire straits that they are in, and they are no longer working together. People are banding together and running around the city and taking from people. The injured, the people that are trying to travel alone, and it's causing mass hysteria and confusion within the city because there is no governmental presence in the overall Good Samaritan working together, cooperative nature of people has now been overrun by fear.
Brother Dave.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, you just triggered something that came to my remembrance when I was sitting in for you one day and I was playing that video about Venezuela and the guy was, you know, giving his commentary on it. And he showed a farmer. He showed a farmer who, you know, had land, was farming in Venezuela, and then saying all the farmer had was a bag of salt. And then he was saying that even people in the countryside that have land to grow food, grow their own food and whatnot, saying that you know, that's not going to make a difference. And I just wholeheartedly agree with that. That farmer had a bag of salt because he only had a bag of salt because he had not been preparing. You know, and so, but I'm looking at where I'm at versus, let's say, if I lived in Charlotte in the heart of the city, and the scenarios going on that you're describing in this scenario. I'm in a lot. I feel like where we are, not only can we grow food, we can fish, we can hunt. I don't care if it's just if I have to live off of eating squirrels. That's still food that I couldn't, you know, possibly. I could kill squirrels in the city and eat them, but who knows what kind of vermin or you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying I just disagree, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that by him saying it don't matter if you have land and in the countryside or not, that you still going to suffer like everybody else. And I was like just simply thinking, well, that just depends on if those persons in the countryside have prepared or not.
Yes, and that is the whole key right there. The whole key to the overall, have you prepared to being self-sufficient in the country? Because if you taking the approach that you don't need to prepare, you don't have 22 ammunition, you don't have a slingshot, you don't have and a slingshot in the country is more important than a lot of other weapons and tools, because, you know, the overall BBs and everything that you can carry, you can have a lot of them, and you can hunt with those.
And it's so a silent way of hunting without drawing attention to you. It's a silent way of hunting without drawing attention to yourself. Just like Ross had brought up the good suggestion that we should look at crossbows as well.
Yeah, exactly. You want to have a way of hunting silently. You want to have, because it doesn't matter. You could be in the country and you won't have people as you know, that won't be your problem. That's very true. But here's the bad part of it. If you haven't prepared, that is going to be a bad thing, because the overall shipping lanes are going to be disrupted to where the goods aren't going to come in. So you need to have had to have prepared for where you live. If you prepare for where you live, you're in a especially in the country and different places, you're in a much better position than someone in this scenario. And what we're going to be going through, in my opinion, I picked this scenario only because I think this is the likelihood scenario. When you're talking about a war where it goes from everything is cool to instantly it's over, there is no period of preparing for it, like a storm or this or that. It jumps off right away. So whatever you have in your pocket, you could be caught at work, and whatever you took to work with you today, that's all that you have. In this scenario, for the people that's in the country during this scenario, if they prepared, they're in a much, much better position than anybody else. Much, much better. Because I'm going to tell you, like I said earlier when we started this show, a lot of people haven't driven across this country. If you've driven across this country and you got away from the roads, as you know, when Brother Davis comes on, take some of those side roads off of the main road, and they'll go way, way back somewhere else. I mean, you could walk somewhere way, way back where you'll never be found if something happened to you. This is a vast, vast country. If you're prepared for it in the country, then you'll be able to have more sustainability than someone inside of the city. The cities will have some advantages, but in a overall, in this scenario where the major cities are being attacked and targeted, the last place in the world that you want to be, and especially in different parts. Los Angeles is probably one of the worst places to be because it's a desert. You won't have access to water at any time of the year. At any time of the year. And that Mojave Desert is vast. You can't drive through it in one day. So, yes, yeah, Scotty, there are going to be challenges, but nothing like if you prepare for it, and most people that are in the countries are prepared for it, and you should be prepared for it, you're in a position to where you can actually do things and respond to things appropriately. Very difficult to get to the city. I mean, it's easier to get to the city because of a major event than it is to get out of one. Because in most major cities, there's choking points. There's only a few ways in and a few ways out. So, no, the key to city living, I mean, country living, is to have some of the provisions, just like if you were in the city, to have those things, and then you'll have options. You'll be able to have your radio, your internet, that like what you talked about, Scotty, with what we're trying to put together. You'll have your two-way radio where you can start to synchronize. Okay, I can't go this way, can't go that way, can't go here. This is cool, that's cool. You have options. You can devise a plan. In the cities, you're going to have response to the situation. And you're going to have anticipation before those things happen so that you can exercise a plan. It's going to be hard to come up with a plan under the duress that you would be in the city under these circumstances. Because not only is the attack going to get you, the governmental response to the attack is going to be worse. They're going to cut you off like they cut Katrina off. And if you look at some of our major cities, like New York, you have a natural barrier. That natural barrier is the Hudson. What you going to do, swim across the Hudson? What you going to do, swim across the Hudson in the winter? Well, you know, there's only a few ways out. Those ways can be easily compromised, and they will be. And then you're locked into the city. New York is already a food desert. It's already a food desert. It requires daily shipments to maintain itself. Country doesn't do that. So, yes, Scotty, that is so, so true. So, one of the things that we want to get back in the 96 hour, because we're in now hour 42, where New York and Los Angeles has now turned on itself, because this approach is more effective and the whole cities are destabilized because there's no way of getting out. Los Angeles has been choked off by cars that don't work, that were caught on the freeways. So you can't drive out of Los Angeles. Is the only way is to walk out of Los Angeles. New York City has been deemed a national disaster area and a exclusion zone. CDC has issued martial law orders that no one leaves New York City because of the biological weapons that may have been used. Those people that are there are may be contaminated and would contaminate the rest of the tri-state area in trying to move them out. And they told them to bunker in place in New York City, in a city that is burning with no fire apparatus response. And the fires are going from building to building. So this is where we are. We'll pick up the 96-hour margin call, hour 42, next week. Just wanted to say tomorrow, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Brother Davis will be back on meditation. And just want to say to you, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. Sorry we got running late on the 96-hour margin call. I will start it because of the holidays. We didn't have... we had a lot of news to get out. Listen, everyone, continue to prepare, because this overall global war and this economic collapse is already here. You are going to start to feel it. Companies are actually now going out of business quickly, where they just shut their doors now. And this is going to continue to happen. We're not going to have jobs, but there's going to be plenty of work to do. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.